A look at what social media companies are doing to counter anti-Muslim hate speech online. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Social media companies say they are working hard to prevent and remove hate speech on their platforms, but that's an ongoing challenge. They operate in different countries with multiple languages and social contexts. A new report from the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate reveals anti-Muslim hate speech and misinformation still proliferates online. Imran Ahmed is the founder and CEO of the group.
We identified hundreds of bits of hatred on their platform. Now, that in itself is problematic that we could find it so easily. But then we reported it to the platforms using their own reporting tool. So clicking, you know, report dangerous post. We went back a few weeks later to check what action did they take. What we found was really disturbing, that 9 out of 10 times, even when notified about the most egregious hatred, glorifying the terrorist at Christchurch, very, very dangerous conspiracy theories and extreme forms of hatred, 9 out of 10 times they took no action whatsoever.
And do you have any sense how that compares to the way that these platforms respond to other types of hate speech?
It is very comparable to the work that we've done studying anti-Semitism, misogyny, and in fact, it's very similar numbers to those that we saw when we looked at COVID conspiracy theories and vaccine misinformation.
How have the platforms responded to your report so far?
To date, most of the platforms haven't responded. Twitter said, "We know that we can do better." YouTube appear to have told people that they have taken down a few of the videos, but they didn't tell anyone whether they took them down after our report came out, which is what we believe happened. So at this point, where there is legislation around the world coming into place, whether that's in the UK with the Online Safety Bill, the European Union with the Digital Services Act, or a raft of bills that have been proposed in the US Congress, I think we're at the point now where it is time for them to take responsibility and show some accountability for the hatred that they allow to proliferate on their platforms.
In Europe, the Digital Services Act is meant to hold social media companies more accountable for the content that's on their platforms. What sort of impact do you think that could have on limiting anti-Muslim hate speech and hate speech in general?
Well, look, the key thing to most of the legislation is that it holds them to account to the standards that they set for themselves. And so by saying that failure to meet standards which you've incorporated into your community standards, you could be liable for damages. And that is, you know, that's a perfectly reasonable way to regulate that industry.
What does this sort of hate speech look like across the different platforms? Are there differences in the way that it shows up depending on which platform you're on?
The truth is that Twitter, for example, is used primarily to affect, because Twitter is really quite a small platform. It has about 200 million users, and they tend to be richer, wealthier elites. So it's where you go to try and affect elite discourse and political discourse, media discourse on Muslims. Facebook is where you drip misinformation. You spread a bit of misinformation every day over a year so that you slowly color the lens through which users see the world. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, they're often used as evidence points where people put richer information, misinformation, in order to persuade people. And that's linked to from Twitter, Facebook, and other spaces. So they all form part of a cogent ecosystem, which is used by bad actors to spread misinformation and hatred. There is a real world cost for hate online. The mobilizing ideology behind Christchurch massacre was also the mobilizing ideology, the great replacement theory that led to the massacre of Jewish people in the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh. If these platforms haven't learned their lesson by now, we need the hard backstop of legislation and regulation to ensure they do.
Imran Ahmed is CEO of the Center for Countering Digital Hate. And now for some related links. In the full report, CCDH tracked a sample of 530 posts featuring anti-Muslim hate speech and found the images, videos, and messages viewed on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok were viewed more than 25 million times. We'll have a link to the report on our website, marketplacetech.org. A YouTube spokesperson told us that of the videos flagged to them by CCDH, 5 were removed for violating hate speech policies, and 8 were age-restricted. YouTube also said that in the last quarter of 2021, it removed more than 410,000 videos for violating hate speech and harassment policies, and that 74% of those videos were taken down before they had more than 10 views. We'll have more of YouTube's response on our site as well. We didn't hear back from Twitter, TikTok, or Facebook and Instagram ahead of our deadline, but all of these companies do have policies against hate speech on their platforms. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.